My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
But let's turn our attention to the Commanders and the Bucks for the first time here and take a peek at the matchup that'll get Washington's campaign underway. What is your first feel on the Commanders and the Bucks? We're going to open up the phones on this for you guys. We want to hear from our listening audience at 800-636-1067. We want to take your temperature on this Friday. I know people are fired up. I was texting with a buddy who was on a flight leaving today to go to Tampa. I said there was a lot of people wearing burgundy and gold. So we want to hear from you. Those of you that are still in the area or listening on the Odyssey app, if you're down there getting ready for kickoff in Florida, what are your first feelings when you think about the game?
Yeah, I think there's a huge section of this fan base that is kind of, I don't say looking past Tampa, but isn't taking Tampa maybe as seriously as they should. That's not a bad team. I don't think they're great. I don't think they're world beaters. I don't think they're a threat to win the Super Bowl. But they were a playoff team last year that's pretty much the same roster. And they're decent. You could even say they're pretty good.
Would you put me in that group when I say there's no reason Washington can't beat them? Like, I don't think the Bucks are bad. I think they're aggressively okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are a 7-9 win team, probably. If you told me they won 10, that wouldn't surprise me. In fact, yesterday I said them and Atlanta are probably about the same kind of club. Maybe Atlanta is a hair better, but I don't think the Bucks winning the division would be a surprise at all. Having said that, I totally think the Commanders can beat them on Sunday.
I think it's a winnable game, but I also think that people, because of that, they're going, they'll win the game. Tampa's favored by 3.5. Now, you say what you want about what home field advantage means.
Probably 2 points now.
Yeah,
for being at home.
We're going to continue to update our file, by the way, as that number fluctuates. It's going to be hot as hell down there, by the way. So I don't know if that's a factor, good or bad, but it's just going to be.
Well, a lot of times with those stadiums in week one, week two, when it's super hot in Florida or otherwise, they position the visitor sideline on the side of the stadium that gets all the sun.
Getting baked,
and it doesn't change over the course of the year, but it is part of the home field advantage. Now, I don't know if Tampa to the same extent as Miami, but this is like something that's known really well at the Dolphins' place, is the way that stadium's positioned, you bake on the visitor sideline. So like their record when it's over 80 degrees in early September is unbelievable at home. I'm not sure if it's the same in Tampa, but I would imagine, you know, you're worse off being there in the heat than you'd be, say, in Chicago or indoors or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. I haven't thought of it even that level of specificity. But Tampa's decent. They got good weapons. I know we're tired of Mike Evans and Chris Godwin because they've been around forever, but they're producers. Mike Evans just goes for 1,200 yards and double-digit touchdowns every year and mosses people. He's a tough matchup.
How much do you think he has left?
Listen, he's not a burner anymore. He's not deep threat Dave, but he'll go up and get it. Like, he's still a problem. You know what I mean? Like in fantasy, he always gets overlooked because the new exciting thing, like, oh, I want Nico Collins, or I'm super excited about, fill in this younger wide receiver. I'm betting this guy's bounce back. And there he is, just steady, boring Mike Evans, 80 catches, 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns.
It's crazy to me that his numbers were as good as they were last year. Like, if you would have asked me sight unseen, 79 grabs for 1,255 and an NFL high 13 touchdowns.
Just what he does, man.
Kind of a show. It's the third time, by the way, in 4 years he's had 13 or more touchdowns. He's had 12 or more 5 times in his Hall of Fame career. Every year he has gone for 1,000 yards. Nobody's ever done this as long as he has to start a career now for 10 straight seasons. I just view him, though, as the almost the consummate, like, let's get him to 1,000 guy. You know, in the last 2 weeks of the year, he's sitting at around 58 or 60 catches for like 850 yards. And the last couple of games, they're just making sure they keep the streak alive. There was a run, remember, where he had 1,006, 1,035, 1,001 yards. So, yeah, he's had some big years sprinkled in, and I would put last year in there. Now, he doesn't scare me as much, although I will tell you, while he's not a lethal weapon that's going to take a catch and go for a touchdown and break tackles or anything, he's more of a catch-and-fall guy at this point. The size is a problem for Washington, because if you don't travel Benjamin St. Juste, Emmanuel Forbes is going to match up with Mike Evans. That is a center against a point guard. I mean, that just doesn't work.
No, it does not. And so I like a lot of this, the personnel that they have in Tampa Bay. Now, I think they're limited because Baker Mayfield's fine. I think they've been lulled into the cult of fine. He had a great year last year. That's as good as it's going to get, and won't get that good again. But offensively, I like Tristan Wirfs a ton. He's one of the dudes I wanted to trade back out of the number two spot instead of trading Chase Young to acquire, if possible, guys like that. But that line, I think, is pretty decent. We mentioned Mike Evans an awful lot. Chris Godwin is, again, always injured, always that little flag next to his name, but it's early season. He's as good kind of a working underneath compliment to Evans. And Rashad White's pretty versatile, good out of the backfield. Not a great explosive runner, but plenty good enough. Offensively, that's a pretty good group. And defensively, Vita Vea is a badass in the middle, and they are going to blitz the instant the first whistle blows and then maybe a little bit afterwards. Like, they are here to hunt and try to make the life difficult for a rookie quarterback. So I'm a little nervous about this.
They drafted a second-round pick at defensive end, Logan Hall. They've got an edge rusher on the other side in Tryon Soyinka, who's done some decent things, has not really turned into, I don't think, the pass rusher that was kind of billed when he was taken in the first round a couple years ago. I bring this up because the tackle position's in a bit of flux for Washington. We found out today that the Commanders are going to rotate Cornelius Lucas and Brandon Coleman at left tackle, it sounds like. Basically, Dan Quinn was talking. He was asked, is Brandon Coleman going to start on Sunday? He said he's going to play. And then it came up the probability of a rotation that they both get reps. He said, quote, yes, it's very realistic, and yeah, we're planning on that, but Brandon's really done a remarkable job coming back, and I would say he was close to being ready for the third preseason game. We just made the decision, hey, this is not the space and time to go push it into this spot, knowing we had time to come, but he's absolutely ready to let it rip. I view a rotation not as like they really like Lucas or they're afraid to just, you know, sit him or anything. I think they're not sure yet. Like, you don't want to go from zero preseason games to just throwing Brandon Coleman into the deep end to go play 65, 70 reps. So this is, as much as anything else, almost like putting him on a pitch count as your starter to get him built back up because he didn't play at all in August.
Yeah, and also to ease into what figures to be. This isn't just your, you know, Super Bowl winning New York Giants defense or Carolina under Ron Rivera, where we're rushing four. There's no mystery to it. That's what we're doing. This is going to be a whole bunch of crazy stunts and games. And, you know, this guy looks like he's blitzing, but he's not. But it turns out he is later. And this guy's delayed. And this guy's looping around. I just think there's going to be a lot of complication. And for a rookie, I'm worried about Daniels handling it. I'd be worried about a rookie left tackle handling it as well.
Yeah, Operation Keep Jaden Daniels Upright. That's a pretty large development. A rotation in game one between Lucas and Coleman. My guess is drive-by-drive. Drive. And this is not completely unheard of to kick off a regime. When I covered the Shanahan group in 2010, they had a rotation at one point between Jamal Brown and Tyler Palumbis. They did it at left guard as well with, I believe it was Derek Dockery and Corey Lichtensteiger in their first ever game in D.C. So while rare, not completely uncommon, and the competition continues, and my guess is they hope Coleman wins the thing, and
right,
by week two, week three is their full-time left tackle.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.